Wednesday the 16th of September. Kof Vov, Kof Zion Elul, Rabbi David Stern, all women, Michiovos, in mitzvahs, Kasivas, Sefer Torah.
Graham just said the answer is yes, so at the end of the shift. Okay, of course this technically still belongs to last week's parasha Vayelech, where we are given the 613th mitzvah, mitzvah Taryag, as the Chinuch enumerates it. Ba'ato kisu lochem sashira azois, the mitzvah to write for ourselves a Sefer Torah, which as the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs explains, technically the word shira, sashira azois, refers to shira sazinu. It's a mitzvah to write for ourselves this week's, the going parasha of shira sazinu. But as the Rambam explains, Ein koisvin es ha-Torah parashiyos parashiyos, you cannot just write the parasha of the Torah, and therefore, by default, as it were, the commandment to write for ourselves, Shiras Hazinu, requires us to write for ourselves the entire Torah, which encompasses Hazinu. And the question we're going to be dwelling on this morning is whether this mitzvah is incumbent only upon men, or on women too. L'chaira, at first glance, Graham would be right. There's no reason why women should not be commanded in this mitzvah, because the general rule is, of course, that Hishva Kosov Ishol Ish L'chol Mitzvah Shabbatorah, apart from Mitzvah Sasei Shaz Man Groman, which are time-dependent, Sukkah Shofar, which is coming up. But this is not time-dependent, the mitzvah to write for ourselves a Sefer Torah, so L'chaira would be applicable both to a man and to a lady. The difficulty is that the Rambam writes otherwise. So Graham, it's you and the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Yudches, mentions the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. And then later, at the end of the Minyan HaMitzvos, he goes through those mitzvahs which don't apply to ladies, and he ticks off and he says, you know, this one and that one, and he says, v'hayudches, the 18th that we mentioned, ein ha-noshim chayoveis bo, so that's clearly stating that the mitzvah to write Sefer Torah does not apply to women. And the Shagas Aryeh, Simon Lamed Hei, is bothered greatly by why that should be, why should women not be mechuyev in the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. And the Chinuch too also says clearly, as he concludes all mitzvahs, we'll see in a second, I left out a couple of words there. So the question is, why not? So the Shagas Aryeh wants to initially suggest that the reason might be as follows. If we read the pasuk, it says, V'ato kisu lachem sashir azois v'lamdo es b'nei Yisrael simo b'fiyem, which would seemingly indicate that the purpose for which the Torah command us to write the Torah or Hazinu, but by default, as we said, that means to write the Torah, was V'lamdo es B'nei Yisrael, to teach the B'nei Yisrael, to teach ourselves the Torah, to study it. So therefore, one might argue that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is given to those who have the mitzvah to study the Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And as we know, of course, women are exempt from the mitzvah of studying Torah, as it says, Limatatem Oysam es B'neichem V'loi B'nei Seichem. And therefore, Shagas Aryeh says, maybe that's the reason why the potter and mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And he firms up this suggestion with a famous Rosh, which I'm not going to go into today, but it's a well-known Rosh at the beginning of Hilchos Sefer Torah, where the Rosh says that the mitzvah Sefer Torah was fulfilled originally when the Sefer Torah were used to learn from, but today he says when one writes the Sefer Torah and leaves them in the Oren, and it is other chumashim, mishnayos, gemaros, which one uses primarily to study the Torah. Right? I'll read that to you. The Loshon Havo Idna, Shekoisvin Sefer Torah, Menichin Oisev, Vavotik Nesios, Likus Verabim. So he says, Mitzvah Sasei, Yalkolish Miyisrael, Lichtev, Chumshe Torah, Mishnah, Gemara. So he says, the mitzvah today actually extends to writing and distributing books of learning, and he adds, "Ki mitzvah ksivas ha-Torah hi le'umayt ba, k'dekseva lamdos b'nei Yisrael simu b'fiyem." Because that is, he says, the So it's the purpose of the mitzvah of writing a Torah to learn from it. And if it's not used to learn from, it's in the Aron Kodesh, then the mitzvah would be to those svarim that we do learn from. So the Shagas Aris says maybe that's the reason why women are potter, because it's given for Talmud Torah and women are potter for Talmud Torah. And in fact, those words that I left out in the Chinuch do very strongly indicate that, because the Chinuch says, V'noheges b'chol mokom b'chol zman b'zichorim shehein chayovim b'talmud Torah u'kamoy kein lichtei v'yisa v'loi hanakei v'yis. But the Shagas Aris is not happy with this, for two reasons. First of all, he says that the intent of the Rosh is not that the sole purpose of Mitzvah Sivis Torah is to learn from it. That is a purpose in Mitzvah Sivis Torah, but that's not the sole purpose, because he quotes the Beis Yosef, who says that the Rosh never meant to say that today the Mitzvah of writing Sivis Torah is abolished, and that today the Mitzvah applies to writing Svarim, but you don't have a Mitzvah to write Sivis Torah. Not so. We have people writing Sivis Torah throughout the ages. The Beis Yosef says clearly that the Rosh meant to say that in addition to the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, one also has to write other Svarim. But one still has the original mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, even though one doesn't learn from it. Because that remains the mitzvah. Atok Yisram Sashir Azois. Rosh is just extending that also. The purpose was also to learn from it, therefore write other Svarim which you learn from. But that's not the only raison d'etre of the mitzvah of Sefer Torah. Nevertheless, Shagas Aris says that I can't accept that women should be potter because they're potter in Talmud Torah. Fine, they don't have that aspect maybe of the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, but surely the mitzvah of Sefer Torah stands in and of itself and should be applicable to women. That's what he argues in the first instance. And secondly, he says even if we were to accept that the whole mitzvah is given for Talmud Torah, he says still that would not be sufficient to exempt women, because we pass in a Shulchan Aruch in the Birchas HaTorah that women every morning have to make Birchas HaTorah. And the Yerushalayim explain, I'm going to wrong quotes, why do they have to say Hashem Kishon to Yisrael last week the Risorah? They have no commandment to study Torah. So the Yerushalayim explain that they do have a commandment to study those laws which are pertinent to them. A woman has to know Hilchos Shabbos, a woman has to know Hilchos Shabbos, she has to know those halachas which are relevant to ladies, and to that end they have to study these laws, and therefore they also have a mitzvah to study those dinim, those mitzvahs which are pertinent to them, and that's why they make Birchas HaTorah. So by the same logic, even if we give it, so to speak, to those who argue maybe that's the intent of the Chinuch, the whole purpose of mitzvahs to see Sefer Torah is to study Torah, that would still not exempt women, because they have mitzvahs they have to study as well, so they should also be mechuyev in mitzvahs to see Sefer Torah. So he says, well, you're going to tell me no, that the vast, well not the vast, but a large section of the Torah doesn't apply to women. Only certain sections do, but he says that's not an argument, because you could say the same thing for anybody. You know, take a Yisrael, all the mitzvahs of Korbanos and Kahuna or arguably don't apply to him. So he doesn't have to write a Sefer Torah because the entire body of the Torah doesn't apply to him. He says that's not so. So women is no less, she maybe has lesser mitzvahs even than a male, but she still has to study those mitzvahs which are applicable to her, and therefore even if we accept the argument that the basis for the mitzvah is to learn, he doesn't see that should be reason to part women. I have a shlikan ha'ora on this argument, or this comparison of the Shagas Aris. He compares a woman would still have to write the whole Torah, even though she only has to do certain mitzvahs, to a man who has to write the whole Torah, even though there are various mitzvahs which don't apply to him. I don't understand quite his comparison, because of course a man has to write the whole Torah, even if the purpose is to study Torah, because a man, those mitzvahs which he doesn't have to keep, he still has to study. A man's got mitzvah of Talmud Torah, right? You've got to study Kabbalos and mitzvah Tluis Ba'aretz and mitzvah Yibum and Chalitz and all the rest of it, even though it might never be relevant to you to actually fulfill those mitzvahs. So of course a man has to write from Bereishis Bara till Ein Kol Yisrael, because he's got a mitzvah to study every word of the Torah, whereas a woman, you could argue, doesn't have a mitzvah to study for study's sake. Only certain mitzvahs they have to learn. Maybe that would not therefore require her to write the entire Torah, being that she has no mitzvah to study the entire Torah, nor does she have a mitzvah to fulfill every area of the Torah. So you could take issue perhaps with the Shagas Aris on that point. But nevertheless, he is very adamant that these would not be reasons to putter a woman from the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. And he doesn't really have a clear resolution as to why the Rambam did putter a woman from the Sefer Torah. So therefore, the question remains, why are they putter? So I'd like to go through the Mahalach, which the Mechas Chinuch suggests. The Beis HaLevi also writes the same Mahalach. So the Mechas Chinuch says, in the first instance, let's think about it. If a woman would have to write a Sefer Torah, would she be kosher to write for herself a Sefer Torah? Va'atla kisvu lochem, write for yourselves. Would she be kosher? Any ideas? Can a lady write a Sefer Torah? No, a lady can't write a Sefer Torah. Why not? That's not the reason. The reason is it's a drosha in the Gemara that it says ukeshartem, and in the same pasuk ukhasavtom, we make a hekesh. Mish yeshnoi b'kshira, yeshnoi b'ksiva. Anyone who has the mitzvah of tefillin is eligible to write. Mish einoi b'kshira, someone who is not mitzvah in the mitzvah of tefillin is ineligible ukhasavtom. He cannot write. A lady is Eina Bikshira, Tfilin is Mitzvah Shishal Man Robert, women are potter from Tfilin, and therefore they are possible to write Sefer Torah.
You could say you're just potter from
Lehman. Sorry, what did you say, Benji?
Shinten
Mezuzah. No, actually we'll see maybe at the end of the shiur, at the very end, that there are those who argue that the whole Ptur of, the whole ineligibility of Ksiva actually only refers to maybe Tfilin and Mezuzah, but not to Sifrei Torah as such, because it's written by Ukshart and Musaftim, only if you can't, if you're not Mechuyim in Tfilin, you can't write Tfilin. But maybe the Sefer Torah you could write, but the Mechas Chinuch takes on, so to speak, maybe that the ineligibility to drosha applies to any ksivas stam Sefer Torah to Lunum Mezuzos, and the women can't write any Sefer Torah.
You could say if there's a pot of them there,
we put them in. We've argued that at length, and Sfag Zaria said that he didn't accept that argument because that's not the primary purpose of the mitzvah Sefer Torah in the first instance. Even if it is, he says that wouldn't part of them. So they couldn't write a Sefer Torah. Okay. So says the Mechas Chinuch now, straightforward point. Right? The Rebbe Yisrael doesn't give a person an impossible task. It cannot be that the Rebbe Yisrael, when he said, write yourself a Sefer Torah, was speaking, was addressing women too. You women have to write yourself a Sefer Torah because they can't do it. They can't do it. They can't write for themselves a Sefer Torah because the self-same Torah tells us you can't write yourselves a Sefer Torah. So by extension, it cannot be that this mitzvah was addressed to ladies. A mitzvah can't be given to a person when he can't fulfill that mitzvah. Okay, so far, straightforward. Straightforward taina. So, you might say, what do you mean? Hello. I also can't write Sefer Torah. I've got no idea. I've got the foggiest idea how to do it. What would I do? What would I go and do? I'd go and ask a sofer. Appoint a shliach, get a sofer to write on my behalf. So don't tell me that a woman can't be commanded because she can't do it. Of course she can't do it, but she could get someone to do it on her behalf.
You can do yourself. You can get shliach for you. You can't do yourself.
Very good. I just want to interject at this stage that Mitzvah doesn't address this point over here, but you might even ask slightly differently, let her go and purchase a sefer Torah. That is a matter of great debate. There are more paskins, Shulchan Aruch. Maybe people aren't fully aware, the Ramah passing the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not Yotzeh Mitzvah Sefer Torah with the purchase of a Sefer Torah. It has to be Kisvu. With Shlichas, you can appoint a Sefer to write on your behalf, and Shlichas is considered as if you wrote it, but with mere purchasing of a Sefer Torah, Ramah says, Ein Yotzeh, it depends on how you learn the Gemara in Menachos, that Kena Sefer Torah B'Shuk, Kena Sefer Torah K'chaytev Mitzvah Nashuk, which Ramah understands to mean is not a fulfillment of the Mitzvah at all. Others, Rashi over there, and the Gaon passings like that, and the Taz say that you can fulfill a mitzvah with purchasing. It's not the ideal way to do it, but it's b'diavad okay. But let's assume, and the Beis Halevi assumes that that's the view of the Rambam, that you can't buy a Sefer Torah. Fine. So therefore the Mechas Chinuch is arguing they can't be commanded to the mitzvah of Tzivos Torah because they can't write it. And buying it is not a solution. So we're saying, fine, but they could get someone to write it on their behalf. Let them appoint a shliach. So it says David, and Mechas Chinuch argues, no, that's not a solution for a woman. Why? Because we have a rule. Kol milsa, the iu, loy motza ovid, shliach loy motza mashli. You can make a shliach to do something on your behalf, which you can do yourself. But something which you can't do yourself, you cannot appoint a shliach to do. The source of this, one of the sources, anyway, of this din is a well-known Gemara in Kiddushin and Nedarim. The Gemara discusses, Akehanim shlucha didon, are they our shluchim representatives, our meaning Israelim's representatives, or Shulchad Rachmon. And the Gemara concludes, Hanukkah Hanukkah Shulchad Rachmon Aninu, Ravun Rabbi Yeshua says, the Isaacid out of Shulchad Idon Ninu, because it's impossible to suggest they're our Shulchim. If they were to be our Shulchim, Mi Ikemida, the Anan Loy of Dinon, the Inu Matzavda, could it be that there's something, Hakrovas Korban, is Rikas Adam, which a Zohar cannot do, and yet he can appoint a Shilach to go on his behalf, that would be impossible to achieve. Because Kol Milsa, that you Lematzovit, Shilach Lematzamashva. And therefore, says the Michas Chinuch, if a lady can't write herself a Sefer Torah, she can't appoint a Shilach to write a Sefer Torah for her either. And therefore she is bound, impossible for her to fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore it cannot be that the mitzvah was given to her, right? Because she can't write it, buying is not a solution, she can't appoint a shliach, it won't help, and therefore, by definition, she must be exempt from the mitzvah. That's his solution to the problem. So, I'd like to repeat a ha'ora which Rav Shimon Shkop in Sefer Shari Yosha asks, or is ma'irer, on the approach of the Michas Chinuch, a bit of a londisher ha'ora. He says that he doesn't believe that over here the ineligibility of a lady to write Sefer Torah would preclude her from being able to appoint a shliach. True, we have a rule, normally if you can't do something you can't appoint a shliach, but it wouldn't apply in this instance. Because he says that shlichus, there are two inyonim in shlichus. Shlichus is sometimes necessary when the person doing the act doesn't have the koyach with a kinyan, with the kiddushin or with the get, doesn't have a koyach to do the act unless I appoint him a shliach. So somebody could not go and give a get to Reuven's wife if he's not Reuven, right? Only Reuven can give a get to his wife. So the only way for someone else, for Shimon, to give a get to Reuven's wife is if Reuven appoints him as a shliach to give a get on his behalf. So he needs to give him the ability to, the koyach to do what he's doing, otherwise it has no validity whatsoever. That's one aspect of shlichus. But there is another aspect of shlichus where the shliach can go ahead and do what he's doing. It's perfectly valid. For example, in the sugya of shliach ledvar avrei, that's, you know, something Rabbi Shimon mentions. You know, let's say the Gemara says, "Ein shliach ledvar avrei," but were there to be shlichus, right? He does an avera, whatever. He murders somebody, right? He can do that without mishaleach giving him the koyach to do so. It just wouldn't be misyachus to the mishaleach. And there, the issue of shlichus is to attribute the act of the shliach to the mishaleach. But it's not necessary in such instances for the shlichus to have given the shliach the koyach to do what he's doing, because he doesn't need any particular koyach. It's not a kinyan or a chalois. It's a mundane physical act which he can do of his own volition without any koyachs given to him by the mishaleach. The purpose of shlichus in such instances is merely to attribute to miyachis the act of the shliach to the mishaleach. Now, Ksiva Sefer Torah, right? What type of shliach? When you point a shliach to write for you a Sefer Torah, are you giving him the koyach to write the Sefer Torah? Or are you merely asking him that the Sefer Torah that you're about to write, I'm appointing you a shliach, I'd like you to write it on my behalf, it should be nisyachis to me, it should be deemed as if I wrote it. Which of the two areas of shlichus do we need to resort to in the case of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Clearly, it's only that his deed should be misyachis to me, that you need to resort to shlich, it's not that you're giving him the kerf, right? He can write a Sefer Torah by himself. He takes a quill and a parchment and writes a Sefer Torah. It's not like it's an ineffective kinyon or chalois that he's doing unless you point him a shliach. No, he can do what he's doing. It's merely the second class of shlichus that I need to come onto if I want to be considered that I'm writing it, then I need to point him a shliach, but not otherwise his act wouldn't be an act by itself, right? So Rav Shimon argues this rule that we have, that if you can't do something yourself, you can't appoint a shliach. He argues that's only in the former area of shlichus. Something which I couldn't have the koyach to do myself, I can't transmit to a shliach the koyach to do, because you yourself don't have the koyach to do it. For example, he talks about kohanim shlucha drachmoninu, which is hakrovas hakorban. He says that if it were true that kohanim shlucha didon ninu, he quotes a Tosfos in Kiddushin, Daf Chav Gimel on base, that means that the korban would have to be brought nikrav ledas habalim, and his appointment of the kohen would be that I'm enabling you to be makrav the korban. Without my enabling you to do so, your hakrava wouldn't work. It wouldn't. With the apostle of the korban, you have to throw it out. If kohanim shluch didon ninu, it would mean that the hakrovas hakorban has to be done ledas habalim, and the appointment of the shliach, of the kohen as a shliach, would be enabling the kohen to do it, much the same as the appointment of the shliach to be megarish Reuven's wife is enabling him to do the act. So too, that appointment of the kohen to do the hakrovas hakorban would be enabling him to do it. And on that, the Gemara says, that cannot therefore be the mahalach, that we are enabling him to do it, because if we can't do it ourselves, How can we appoint a shliach to enable him to do it? So he says, there it is in those instances of shlichus that the scripture is given that if you can't do the act yourself, you can't, how can you enable someone else to do it? But in the areas where you don't need to enable the person to do what he's doing has validity. Without you enabling him, it's merely in order to get his act to be attributed to yourself, and that's also normal from a pasuk in the parashah shlichus. There he says, it doesn't bother me if I can't do it. Because he doesn't need me to give him the courage to do it, he can do it by himself. I just am asking him to do it as my shliach, so it should be attributed to me. He says there, the fact that iu lo imotza ovid does not stop me from being mashuv shliach. When do you say kol milsa di iu lo imotza ovid shliach mashuv? If without me giving the courage to shliach to do what he's doing, it would be ineffective. He wouldn't be able to do it. I have to give him the power to do it, and I don't have the power myself. So if I don't have the power myself to do it, surely I'm unable to give someone else the power to do it. But in the case of a tzivah sefer Torah, I don't need to give him the power to write sefer Torah. You don't need shlichus for that. So the fact that I can't write sefer Torah doesn't preclude me from making a shliach, where the whole shlichus is merely to get his act to be misyachus to me. There's no reason why I cannot make him a shliach and have his act be misyachus to me. So therefore Rav Shimon Shkop argues that he doesn't see the inability of a lady to write sefer Torah as a reason why she wouldn't be able to appoint a shliach to write the sefer Torah on her behalf. And therefore, as it were, the resolution of the Minchas Chinuch to the problem, he argues, is not an acceptable resolution. Now, of course, the Minchas Chinuch maybe disagrees on this and says, no, at the end of the day, we have a rule, Kol Milsa, the Iyu Lematz Ovid Shliach Lematz Mashva, and if a lady can't write sefer Torah, she cannot appoint a shliach, period. Neither to give the koyach to a shliach to do something, nor to get a shliach to do something on her behalf, even if it's not necessary to give the shliach a koyach to do it. You can't do something yourself, you can't have someone do it on your behalf, period. Even in mundane acts which don't require you to give him the koyach to do it. That would be the view of the Minchas Chinuch. But I'm just saying that Rav Shimon argues that perhaps the rule doesn't apply to a matter as ksiva sefer Torah.
So if you can make it, you can't do it yourself, you can't do it shliach.
That's normally the rule.
So the whole shliach is the whole limut for the Kohen.
Pardon?
The whole limut for shliach is from Kohen.
No. The limit of shlichus is from gerushin.
But Kohen, I can't do a korban.
The limit is not from Kohen. The limit is from gerushin or from shchita.
How can I make a Kohen shliach?
The Gemara says you can't. The Gemara says that Kohen is not your shliach. Because of that very reason, it must be that Kohenim are not our shliach. They are shluchim drachmona. But we do not need to appoint the shluchim. It's not us that need to bring it in the first instance, and they're not our shluchim. That's what the Gemara says. It's not attributed to you.
But what you said.
When he does his Hakrovas HaKorban, then your Korban is valid. And now that your Korban is valid, you get the Kapora or whatever it is. But the act of the Zrika is not attributed to you, because in fact you couldn't do it yourself. That's what the Gemara says. Right. Now the Michas Chinuch goes further. He is happy with his stance. That it can't be the woman is Mechuyev to write Sefer Torah because she couldn't appoint a Shliach. But he says, I'll quote his word, Echad Mnei HaChabura, he says, one of the boys in the Chabura suggested that there's still a way around for a lady to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, even though Al Pi Hilchus Shlichus she has no way of doing it because she can't appoint a shliach, but there still is a way around for her to do it. Because this Echad Minei Chabura quoted a Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim says that a poyel, a paid worker, is a halacha that yodoi ki yad balabais. His hand is deemed an extension of the hand of the Bala Bais. And this, says the Machne Ephraim, is irrespective of the parash of shlichus. Even in those instances where shlichus does not work, for example, the Machne Ephraim says, a non-Jew, a nochri, you can't appoint ein shlichus l'akum, you can't appoint a goy as a shliach, but if he's your paid worker, then his actions are considered like yours, yodok yad balabais, and even in areas where shlichus is ineffective, yodok yad balabais works in the case of a poet. So Echad Bnei HaChabura wanted to say that l'chera there still is a way, therefore, for a lady to be mekayim mitzvah siv sefer, even if she can't appoint a shliach to do so, because she engages a sofer, right? She hires a sofer, she's going to pay the sofer. He now will therefore not be acting as merely her shliach, but will be acting as an extension of herself, because there's a rule, yodoi Kiyad Balabais, and thereby she will be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. So Echad Bnei Chabura says to Minchas Chinuch, your approach is still not valid, because, yes, you've discounted Shlichas as not being a possibility, but there's another way a woman could do it, through engaging a sofa and having his hand be like hers, Yodah Kiyad Balabais. Says the Minchas Chinuch,
so the sofa becomes her hand,
that
she can't write.
Oh, says the Minchas Chinuch, I disagree with Echad Bnei Chabura. Because he says, when does the Machne Ephraim argue that a poel can do things where ordinary shlichim can't? That's when chisaron is mitzad the shliach. For example, the case of a goy, he cannot become your shliach because the Torah is mamat that goy can't become a shliach. But over here, he doesn't need to become your shliach. He's actually you. So fine. So if he's you, you're the kiyav alabais. That's when the chisaron is mitzad the shliach. But if the chisaron over here was that a lady can't write Sefer Torah, and the problem was that she can't do it, she can't appoint a shliach to do it. So what are you going to say? I've got another method without her appointing a shliach. I've got someone who's her. Says the Mechilach, great, if it's her, then your mother can't do it. Because she's not eligible, because she's not eligible. The more Yad Balabais it is over here, the worse off we are. True, you'll solve the problem of shliach lo yimotza mashva, but you won't have solved the problem of iul lo yimotza ovid, because you've now made somebody who's actually herself, and therefore, if he is herself, then the writing would still be invalid.
The extent of hand can't be stronger than the principle to which it is
alert. So you're all pretty happy with that. I'm not, and I hope I'll be able to convince you, but I don't understand this time of the Minchas Chinuch on the Echad Bnei Chabura. I go with the Echad Bnei Chabura, because who wrote this Sefer Torah? Let's be frank with you. She hires a Sefer in Yerushalayim, yes? Is he male or is he female? He's male. Is he Bar Kshira? He's Bar Kshira. Was it written by somebody who's kosher to write Sefer Torah? Was it written by someone who's kosher to write Sefer Torah? There's a lomdus over here, which the Machne Ephraim is Machadosh, he buys it from Gomorrah, that a paid worker is Yodah Kiyad Balabais. Therefore, his writing, without him having been appointed to the Shilach, meaning by the fact that he's a paid, engaged poel, is considered Yad Balabais, considered that what she's writing. But I ask you, who's writing? He's writing. So she has managed to get, so to speak, a third arm, right? She is a keva, she can't write Sefer Torah. She's managed to attach to herself a third arm who's a zocher, who's a bakshira, who's ksiva, is a good ksiva. I mean, hayala radas, would any of you dare to think that if she engages a sofer to write Sefer Torah, write Sefer Torah, we have to put in the Geniza to possibly say for Torah? Of course not. It was written by a kosher sofer. The problem is that a lady can't write. She can't write. Because she's a lady. So her writing, she can't write. Here, the lady has managed to write the ksiva of a zohar. Gewaldig! She's found for herself a way to write the ksiva of a bakshira.
It's a sofer's sefer, not her sefer. It's a kosher sefer. She's sefer's written. It's not hers. Because she can't be, but she can't be behind.
So you're right. That Avada, you all agree that the sefer Torah is kosher. What's the problem? The problem is the Hisyachos Torah. Is it considered her Sefer Torah? No. Right. No. So the Echad Bnei Chabura is saying that if we would need to resort to Shlichus, then she can't appoint a Shliach to do something she can't tell her to do. But the Echad Bnei Chabura is saying, we don't need to resort to Shlichus over here. We can have the Sefer's writing being considered hers by virtue of the fact that he's her poel. And if he's her poel, then what he does is considered hers. Whatever he does, like, I'll give you a wild thing, your Mashkon Ever Kon Rabbi, whatever he does, it's considered hers. So his writing is considered hers. But it's considered hers in the sense that she has done it. It's contributed to her. She's done it. But she's done it in a kosher manner. She's done a ksiva through a sofer. Why would the fact that in Londus he is considered Yad Balabais, why would that mean that it's now for her a possible ksiva? All we're trying to do is as you said, David, we're trying to attribute it to her, and your Yodah Kiyad Balabais is considered like she wrote it.
She only owns it at the end of the job. That's all. She owns at the end of the job, he wrote
if
it.
If she can't herself do this...
No, every letter from the base of Bereshis to the Lamed of Leinik Yisroel, every letter that he wrote was as her poil. And therefore every letter, it's as if she's writing. And I say to you, it's as if she's writing it and it's kosher v'yosher, because she's writing it with a beard and with a sofing and a shayin, there's no problem with it.
And it's hers, but she hasn't been into the midst of Kisei Torah, because she can't write Sefer Torah. Despite the fact she got
the... But she's successfully written a Sefer Torah. If she could find a way to write Sefer Torah in a kosher way, the Mirchenich would say, it's no problem. He says that she can't, she's found a way, she's gotten a sofer to write for her, and that's considered her writing. And it happens to be a kosher receiver at the same time, so what's wrong with it?
Nothing. It's not hers.
It is hers, because by virtue of her being a poet, it's the other kind of
advice. There is, but it's not exclusive.
Okay, I have to end now, so I'm glad that we've ended on a contentious issue over here. Uncle Ponim, if we accept the Mechaschino stance that Yodek Yavarais won't help him, nor will Shlichus help him, not like Rabbi Shimon Shkop, then we have a way of understanding the Rambam, why women are potter. Alternatively, there's of course the Mahalach of the Shvag HaSara at the beginning, that possibly based on the Rosh, that possibly it's based on the fact that the purpose is for Talmud Torah. But if we accept that, well, the Shvag HaSara argues that that's not a reason to potter a lady, and we accept my argument that L'choras of Poel Yodek Yavarais would still be a valid ksiva on her behalf because it's written by a kosher sofer, then the question still hangs into the air as to why would ladies not be mechuyevim mitzvos ksiva sefer Torah.